We're ranking all the countries that we've ever been to, how much we liked it, how much we disliked it, would we ever go back, would we ever live there. Welcome to the Quentin Hyde podcast. And this is Jasper.
Hi, I'm Jasper.
Right. So let's first start off by ranking the country that we were both born in, the Netherlands.
Okay, the Netherlands. It is a pretty great place to live.
Oh, wow. I expected you to complain straight away. That's kind of your thing.
Great place to live and work. Miserable place if you want to, like, have fun. I think.
I don't fully agree. I think the, what I call quality of life, but that might be the first thing you refer to, is excellent.
Yeah, like, it's really well connected.
Care, you know, connectivity to anything else, just... If there's like an issue with you somehow, you get like, you know, there's government funds. Like, I feel like the quality of life, solid. There's good water, yeah. There's good food, like quality food.
Yeah, none of it is Dutch, but...
That's true. Dutch food is inherently like not great. Dutch baked goods, excellent. Dutch like food.
Yeah.
Not wonderful, admittedly.
I will say one of the best things about the Netherlands is that it's so small and it's so easy to leave. Yeah, like drive 2 hours in any direction and you're not in the Netherlands anymore.
That is true.
I like that. I would be way more miserable if the Netherlands were like Germany sized and we would be like in the furthest
corner.
In
like the middle or something.
Yeah. Mm. You know?
The way I always see it is the Netherlands is a great place to live. I do, like, my one complaint that I have about the Netherlands. I have two. My one complaint, my first one is the media industry, which is, you know, the one thing I do and care about, is kind of ass. It's getting better, admittedly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of ass.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, Dutch-speaking YouTubers where I'm like, wow, you're doing wildly interesting. There's more now. Like, for example, like, the Calvin dude, I think, is doing real, like, interesting stuff. And there's a few. But there's a lot of, like, people that still do, like, story time videos. Like, 30 minutes just talking. I mean, it's ironically kind of like what this is, I suppose. But, like, not as, like, I don't know. To me, the mindset is different, if that makes sense.
And it's not the main thing.
Yes. Yeah. And my second complaint would be that there's a lot of people that have the normal mentality. So there's like this phrase, which is basically just be normal because you're already, that's already crazy enough, roughly translated.
It's my whole complaint that you can't have fun here.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Like,
okay.
If you do anything that's slightly out of the ordinary, it's not like, hey, that's cool. It's more like, why don't you just go to your 9-to-5 and just like drink alcohol on the weekends?
I mean, the terrace.
No. Yeah,
no, it's just, there's just I think there's just like a good list of obnoxious people because of that.
Yeah.
And like one of the complaints, like for example, that I have is when I see like a viral TikTok and it's just flooded with Dutch people speaking Dutch to a person that doesn't speak it. I find that disrespectful. I find that irritating. To me, in my head, it's like either speak the language if you know it or speak English, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just find it irritating.
Third complaint about the Netherlands, the paperwork. Paperwork.
Yeah, lots of paperwork, but I don't necessarily care too much because I rarely have to do it. Because in general, like apart from the complaints I was just giving, because a lot of people, mostly on Dutch TikTok, seem to think that I dislike the Netherlands based on these few complaints that I have. I don't. I'm very blessed and you know, all that, and like privileged to be able to be born here and live these amount of riches, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, no, those two complaints I do definitely have.
On an S to F tier list, where would you put it?
Oh, interesting.
Because I think...
Oh, but I feel like if we rank other people's countries, they're not going to love that.
It's fine. We've been there. It's purely based on our experiences.
Mm, oh, yikes. Okay. I would give the Netherlands an A, genuinely.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's very, very solid, but it's not perfect.
Low B.
What?
Low B.
Low B, yeah. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Would you... I mean, I was going to ask that for all of them. Would you live here? I mean, you kind of are.
Yeah, I would. Like I said, I wouldn't want to live here if it were bigger.
Gotcha. Would you prefer to at some point in your life live in another country?
Yeah.
Okay.
for sure.
If you somehow were forced to always stay here, would that make you actively sad, or would it just be like, eh?
Without being able to leave?
No, you can leave. You could just live anywhere else.
No, I'd be like, fine with that.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's very fair enough.
So it's like a B, you know?
For me, it's also like, if I moved to, I could move to another country, but if you were like, you can, then I'd be like, okay. You know, I can't complain too much.
Yeah.
No. All right. Belgium. We've both been to Belgium.
Yeah.
Belgium to me is kind of like, please don't be upset if you're Belgian. That's just my perspective. Netherlands 2.0.
No. No, it's not.
Okay. The areas that I've been have been Netherlands 2.0.
So it's has...
It's just, you know, Antwerp, all that.
It has...
To me, is just...
Actual forest, instead of just a few trees the government planted right next to each other.
I've never been to a Belgian forest, I think.
Not all streets look the exact same. Which I think is pretty, you know, shocking.
Also, personally don't care, but I do know that you like that a lot.
Yeah. And there's... You know, the food culture is a bit better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know nothing about... Okay, so apparently I've only just been looking at it through, like, a pinpoint hole. Because all I've seen when I was there was just, like, I feel like I'm still at home, but just different accents.
Yeah. Then again, you do have a lot of French-speaking people, and I hate the French.
Like. Oh, Jesus!
So, with that being said, I think it would still land at a B for me.
I would put a B, too. I can't complain about Belgium. Like, if I'm in Belgium, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, not Belgium. I like to make jokes. Belgian people, Dutch people, we make jokes about each other. But I love the Belgians, so it's like, I can't complain.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Belgium.
Great chocolate. Great chocolate.
Yeah.
Excellent chocolate.
But you know what? Chocolate is even better.
Switzerland?
Yeah, Switzerland. Yeah, have you been there?
No.
Okay.
I have not been to Switzerland.
Yeah. So I love Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
However... People there can be a little bit, ooh.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
I didn't expect that somehow.
Well, not to me, because I'm a white man.
Oh.
Yeah, they're of that kind. But.
That's so sad.
They have great mountains. Cool
I've
cities.
I've heard from you.
Cool cities.
This cold latte is weird.
And I just, I love that there you can go from cool city to fresh mountain air. In the space of like an hour.
You have told me that it's wildly expensive.
It is.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. That knocks off a few points for me. But then again, I can't judge this one because I'm not been.
Yeah, no. So it is really expensive, but it also kind of depends on what you want out of it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm cool with sleeping at hostels and...
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
nah.
Yeah, no, for me also... I would definitely live in Switzerland. I could absolutely do that.
We should do that with all of them. Would you live in Belgium?
I would not. Desperate to go.
Same.
Yeah.
I can't judge Switzerland, though, so I'm also not going to put that on the tier list.
I'm going to slap it in A.
A. No. All right, perfect. Yeah. Cool. What about Germany? Let's just knock out the ones around the Netherlands first. Germany, I quite like. Yeah, I can't really complain. They have some dubious laws when you are self-employed, such as myself. So living there, I would probably have to go no, purely based on that.
Hmm.
Other than that, friendly people. They have a bad rap around the world, but genuinely great people. Yeah, other than that, it's just kind of cool.
I think I would rank Germany slightly higher than the Netherlands because there is more of it. And
you said you didn't like that.
No, but that what there is more of is generally better than the Netherlands.
Like what? I think.
More nature.
Oh yeah, but I don't necessarily care too much about that personally, so that doesn't help per se.
I never feel like closed in Germany.
You know what? Yeah. That I can get because it's slightly less dense.
If I'm I just want to be in a place with no people around, I can do that there, which I can't do here, you know?
All right, so you put it A or S?
Not S.
Okay, so now you'd put it A.
A.
Oh, no, wait, you'd put B for...
It's like high B, low A.
Okay,
that's the range you're in for Germany.
I think I will put it on B, like a high B.
Yeah,
for sure. England.
Ooh.
I liked it there. Now, I don't know what it's like to live there. I just need to... Oh, wait. Would you live in Germany?
Yeah.
I would not. Okay, cool. England. Yes.
I mean, Brexit really fucked that one over a bit, didn't it?
I feel like I mean, it's at least hard for us to move there if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Harder, at least. No, actually, I think, I don't know. I actually don't know. I feel like it's probably harder. But I like that it's an English native country because I just like English a lot. Yeah. So because I make videos, so whenever I have like a public interaction, I wouldn't have to subtitle anything. That's literally the thing that I think about. But I have heard the food is kind of ass.
Yeah, the food is
pretty trash. I haven't tried it, but I've heard that it's not wonderful.
And I don't love the very alcohol-focused culture.
That's fair.
I think.
That's fair.
I guess Germany has that as well, but at least in Germany it's like, oh, beer, jawohl. And they're like very specific about beer. And in England it's just like, I just want to be out of my mind every night. In general.
Fair enough. I've quite only been to London, if I'm being real.
Yeah, I've been
for like video conferences.
I've been to London, Oxford, Newcastle, Birmingham.
Yeah, that's quite Manchester, that's quite a lot.
Yeah,
that's quite a lot. Would you live there?
Nah.
That's what I would say too. Like, I wouldn't like probably not. But if you were like you have to, I'd be like okay.
You know? I'd be okay with it.
I just feel like I wouldn't fit into their personal culture. I feel I feel like a lot of Brits would find me somewhat annoying, if that makes sense.
You sound American, so you know you're...
I don't know. Is that a thing?
I think so, yeah.
Where would you put it on the tier?
I think I'm going to go C.
C. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. Again, these are all our own things. Please don't freak out. Yeah. Please. Ireland, have you been?
Yeah, I've been to Ireland.
I've been twice. One time for work and one time for a funeral. Or actually an ash scattering.
Okay.
It's the one I showed you a picture of earlier today.
That was
in Ireland.
I like Ireland. I don't like the weather.
I don't care about the weather.
I really do.
I quite liked Ireland, and I think I'll put it a low B. I could live there.
I'm going to go B... purely based on that they haven't been fucked over by Brexit.
Would you live there?
Same as with England.
For me, it's slightly higher than England. I could say, like, yeah, sure. There's just slightly less to do for videos, I think, and that's what all I think about.
I just remember it being very, very windy, and I don't want to live in a place that's very, very windy.
Not every place is going to be windy, I'd say.
Scotland?
Haven't been.
Same as Ireland for me, I think.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cool. But, is that a thing?
Nah. Like, it's cool. It was nice. Good place.
Cool.
Don't necessarily want to live there.
Cool.
Yeah.
France!
F.
Did you just go at the French?
Hate Paris. I'm not a fan of Paris.
Oh, battery.
Mm.
But it had two notches. I don't want to switch the Okay, quick, do France. Before I have to switch the batteries.
Don't like France. There are some cool places in there, which knocks it up a bit, but it's going to have to be the D.
Same, yeah.
Cool, switch
Would
that battery.
Would you live there? Would you live there, quick?
Nope.
Me neither! Ah, refreshing. A new battery.
Yum, yum.
Okay, yeah. You've been to Spain.
Yeah.
I don't know what accent that was, but...
Me neither.
Okay.
Spain is cool. It's definitely like if France were good. it's nice and warm. Sometimes it's a little bit too warm. I like the cities. I think Spain's got to be a solid, like, B.
Nice.
To me, yeah.
Nice.
Good country.
That's
like
cash
it.
Money. What's the they highest get... thing you've ranked thus far? Switzerland?
Yeah.
At A.
A, yeah.
Cool. That's sick.
Italy,
you've also been to, but not... Wait, would you live in Spain?
I could.
You could, but it's not like a yeah.
No.
Yeah, kind
no.
of thing. Okay.
Ideally, I'd live there from, say, October to March.
Oh, you're one of those. You're going to be one of those old people that's like going to...
Oh, absolutely.
Going to winter somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, same for Italy. Never been, but you have?
Italy is okay. Mostly just don't like most Italian people.
Oh!
Like the ones I interacted with, not very...
I've not been very nice to you?
No, not very nice to me. A lot of them been fairly sexist.
Oh, that's
so,
not cool.
Yeah, no, I'm a slap, I think, because...
Why do you push it into your shirt?
Because otherwise it's choking me.
Oh, yeah, wait, the audio quality, Jesper.
Ah, cool. There we go. It's perfect audio quality.
Oh, it's upside down.
Ah.
There we go.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
You're just bad at carrying your microphone.
I've always sounded great, so. Italy, I think I'm gonna give a C.
Would you live?
No.
Okay. Okay. Wait, let me do one that you've never been to.
Yeah.
Argentina. I've been to Argentina. Admittedly, I've only been to Buenos Aires. Argentina is really big, so I can't really judge, you know, all the things that places that I haven't been, because one spot apparently has like a permanent tundra and another part has a jungle. So it's like, you know, there's a difference. I really liked it though. People were super nice. You know what was sick? Guys there thought I was impressive and scary, and girls on the street would sometimes just be like, he's super handsome and adorable, and I'll tell you, I wasn't. I looked bad that day and age. So I don't know. For my self-esteem, it was really good. They were all just super lovely. The food was good, except for the cheese. Horrible cheese. Garbage cheese.
Would I like the cheese?
Oh, probably. Hmm. It was almost plastic.
Cool.
Not wonderful. I liked it there. I liked it there. Then again, I was only there for 3 weeks, so it's hard to know what it would be like to live there, if that makes sense. And apparently to a lot of people, there was a lot of safety issues that I was just kind of ignoring, apparently. Couldn't drink the water, though. I didn't love that. So I think I'm going to have to put a B just for a few of the apparent safety things that were, like, told to me. Like, if it's late, you can't be on your own. It's good to carry a second phone in case you get mugged, so you can give them the worst phone. And, you know, if that's, like, a constant fear, like, don't put your parents in your phone as mom or dad, because they'll know who to call for ransom. So if that's all real, and I think it is, because why would they lie about that, I'll put it in B. Would I live there? No, purely because I'm a really scared guy and I would be scared of those things. But imagine you would tell me, like, hey, you gotta live there for the next few years. I wouldn't be like, oh god, no, you know. But would probably not spend my life there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it gave me a lot of, like, cool appreciation for South America, because I feel like here in the Netherlands, in school, we learn, like, nothing about South America.
True.
Like, nothing. So when I got there and I learned, like, I listened to Despacito before it became the number one YouTube song for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That was my ultimate hipster moment.
Is? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes. What? Croatia?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Croatia.
Let's do Croatia.
We've both been there on a vacation last year. It was way too warm for me.
It was
entirely too warm.
Perfect weather for me.
Horrifyingly warm.
Lovely. Country-wise, it was cool.
So. I liked the people I was with. Croatia itself wasn't really for me. Some beautiful scenery, but beautiful scenery inherently isn't really for me, because I
am soulless.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just, I would never go back, if that makes sense, but I didn't hate my time there.
If you had to live there for a year.
I wouldn't actively like that. Like, I wouldn't live there. Just, I don't know if there, like, basically, it was nice. If you're into scenery, it's great. If you're into mostly scenery, it's really cool. Just for me, there's nothing really there, so I wouldn't live there.
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
C.
I think I'm gonna go D, purely on my own personal thing. Because again, like, what am I gonna do? What would I do if I lived there? Do nature walks? Never. I would never do that. Ever in my life. Would I go to any of the reserves? No.
I do wonder if there's going to be a day in our lives where you text me, like, I just went for a walk through nature.
Maybe. Maybe at some point. If I want to. No, that's not going right.
I'm going to be taken on a hike.
I'm going to be taken... That's even worse somehow. When I'm in the US next week. It was funny, because she was like... I think I said something I feel like I'm quite observant around my with my surroundings, because I feel like I am. And she went like, ah, you think? Are you going to be able to spot the bears? And I was like, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, when there's bears, I'm like, there's going to be bears? She's like, oh yeah, whenever I hike, there's always at least one bear.
That's fun.
Like, just walk in. And, like, and then what do you do? She's like, oh, just stay calm. I'm like, it's a bear. I'm not made for nature. Right. And that's, I feel like Croatia's biggest selling point is just good nature. And I'm just not built for that. So that's why I'm ranking it down. Not because of anything else. And also, a few people there were a bit rude to me. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Normally, people are inherently nice to me because they feel like I'm open and energetic. But remember when we were waiting for that bus and I asked that lady, hey, how long until the bus gets here? Because she worked for the bus company. And she goes, huh? I'm like, oh, okay, damn.
I do like the idea of little white boy Quentin was... Someone said something mean to him and thus he ranks an entire nation. But no, I will say people weren't the greatest. Nature was cool. The food wasn't fantastic. It was okay. I did like the prices.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah.
Big
yeah.
fan of that.
I do remember we had the taxi driver there. So if you've seen the main channel video where we compare Europe's worst versus best rated water park, the best rated water park was in some very small remote place in Croatia. So we go there by train, which was already a hassle. We get there and I summon an Uber. Fun fact, that whole area, the whole county had one driver. So that took a while. We were just standing talking. We had a third friend with us. Out of nowhere, this Croatian taxi driver just appears.
He spawns.
Like, we never saw him approach. He was just suddenly in our circle, or like, I guess, triangle. It was suddenly like a square. He was like, taxi? I was like, oh, yo. No, thank you. At first we were like, oh, you're our Uber. No, wait, you were like, are you our Uber driver? And I look at the picture, I'm like, definitely not our Uber driver. He's like, taxi, yeah? I'm like, no, we already got an Uber. He's like, yeah, taxi. Yeah.
Taxi?
And basically like that. And then we were like, no, we're good. He's like, okay. And he just stood there. And he just, like, was part of our conversation.
Yeah, and I was trying to be like, okay, well, we got a taxi. See ya. So, bye-bye.
And he's just like, taxi, yeah. I'm like, no, we got one. We got an Uber. Taxi? We already have an Uber. And then he, like, does this motion, like, taxi, yeah. And we're like, what is that?
And afterwards, we were like, he was probably saying, oh, I can get it for cheaper.
A lower price or something. But then I translated on Google Translate, we already got an Uber. And you know what he does? He's like, oh, okay. He turns around. Another place from which he came, most likely.
Yeah.
And he sprints off. Dashes over the car road. And he keeps sprinting, like, as far as the eye can see.
We actually watch him, like,
get smaller into the distance until at some point, I think a few cars had to brake for him in the distance because he was just dashing across, like, lanes, and he's gone. And here's the thing. We never saw his car.
Yeah.
He was a taxi driver without a car. And we've never seen him again.
No, but then the actual...
Insane.
The Uber driver we had.
Oh, he was awesome.
Lovely.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but he was so good.
He was great.
Kind man.
Yeah, that was Croatia.
Yeah. Czech Republic.
I've been there twice, both with Jasper.
I love the Czech Republic.
I'm a big fan of the Czech Republic. I like the food, I like the prices, I like the people, I like the vibe. Honestly, can't complain about anything. I mean, yeah, I don't speak Czech, but that's not their fault, you know? Sometimes a bit hard to communicate, but you know, yeah. Not even that hard in Prague. Like, almost everyone spoke. They're like, oh, my English is terrible. And then their English is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, even in the smaller places with just gestures, you can get them.
Oh, yeah. That's also where we had the great carbonara, where you had the horrible pizza.
Excellent.
Horrible pizza. Mushroom pizza. Reference to the last episode, probably. I don't know. Yeah. We're bulking these episodes before I leave for the US for a month. But
I think I might have to S tier.
I think I'm also going to S tier.
Would you live there?
I would live in the Czech Republic.
Same, yeah.
So the one thing is, like, I feel like I always, it's like, are there enough things to do for videos? And I think there would be.
Yeah, I mean,
but also just the access to everything else. Because it's still Europe, which means that you're always a 40-euro Ryanair flight away from something else.
And even in Prague, you're like driving or train distance from Vienna.
Whatever. Like, yeah.
Other big cities.
No, Germany. I would put it S tier, I think, and I would live there.
Hell yeah.
I think, especially when I keep earning my money in euro and US dollar, which I do, which has an insane amount of buying power over there, it would it's genuinely cheaper to go out to eat there every night almost than cooking at home here. That's insane. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm really good at cooking. Like,
it was highly enjoyable though, going out for dinner every night
at
a good restaurant.
So good. At one of our first nights, I need to share this. I had some spare ribs that were excellent.
That was on my birthday.
Oh yeah, that was on your birthday. Yeah, those spare ribs. We tried to go back another time, and I was fully set on getting those a second time, but they were closed. Really upsetting. But
then we ended up at a great other place. We had the burger.
American place?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, those were... That was actually also really good. No, I can't complain about the Czech Republic in any way.
I mean, I did get robbed there from 2 episodes ago, maybe.
Right, yeah, you were robbed there.
But no. But, I still, I think.
Yeah. No, I would live there. If you were like, hey, you have to live there, even though I'd have to learn the language. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down. I don't know how welcoming they are to people from other nations to live there. I don't know.
I mean, they have kind of the usual European, we choose to hate a specific group of people.
Is that a European thing?
I think it is. Like the Netherlands chose Moroccans.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't watch the news, so I'm not sure who we're hating on now. I just choose to not hate on groups of people.
Yeah, no.
Unless
same.
They're pedophiles. Because I feel
fair.
Like that's a hateable group.
Yeah, also racists.
Okay, there's a few hateable groups, but based on where you were born, I don't care. But apparently that's a thing. Yeah, that's sad. But
yeah.
What's their group that they like to
bash
on?
So it's like Romani people?
Oh, yeah. Like the traveler folk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not me.
No. So we would be fine.
We would probably be fine, yeah. I could live there. I could live there 100%. I've actually even played with the idea at some point. Like, at some point in my life where I'm like, could I spend a few years there?
Same.
Because I every time I am there, I am highly enjoying myself.
No, I would really like to live in Prague at some point, I think.
Mm. That's fair enough. Then I have one more country, which is the United States.
Okay.
That you've not been to, but I have. For 1 week in Los Angeles. Obviously, the U.S. is massive, so I can't be like, oh, the weather is great, because the weather is different everywhere. I've been to L.A. I'm flying again in a few days, but I've been once. Obviously, as a tourist, that was a bit of a culture shock, because I couldn't take the public transport anywhere. I'm reliant on public transport if I don't have a car. I didn't have a car. I didn't even own a car at the time, and let alone have it there. So it was a little bit weird for me to be like, okay, so how do I get anywhere? Other than that, I know Americans get like a rap for being like unpleasant. They were all so kind to me. I was walking the street and I got yelled compliments. Like, I remember walking with my long sleeve. You know the long sleeve?
The Kwong sleeve.
The Kwong sleeve. It's my best shirt. And like, this guy just yells something at me, and I take out my AirPod. I'm like, oh, what? And he's like, I love your shirt, man. I'm like, thank you. You know, and I had stuff like that happen all the time, which is like, I think Bass at some point said like, the whole place is just one giant praise kink. And I thought that was pretty funny. But I enjoyed my stay. I just don't know. Like, it's probably worse if you live there because of some things like, you know,
healthcare.
Pretty insanely expensive healthcare. And I...
Also, the
get sick sometimes.
Whole, am I gonna get shot up today? Thing.
Right. Yeah, I didn't consider that. That being said, I've already put down that I like, you know, really hammer down on me really caring about the media industry. To me, they are the top.
Yeah.
Especially social media industry. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you just have way more opportunities there. So that bumps it up tremendously. And also because I think American English sounds the nicest. I know you don't agree with that. I absolutely love American English.
Australian, but...
No. No, like it's...
Nor.
Those are the most neutral ones to me. Like, I don't dislike it. I don't like it. It's just beautifully neutral.
No, it's beautifully perfect.
Oh, okay.
Australian and New Zealand.
I know that you really like
perfect.
Really like those. But, so for the US, I think I'm gonna put it a high B.
Okay.
Because Yeah. Maybe even a low A? No, I think a high B.
High B.
Yes. And I would live there, but with an asterisk that says not my whole life or the moment I have kids.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah. So I would probably, like, I could live there, I think, for, like, a long, long time. I might even, like, obviously, if I lived there some, like, 10 years, I might have changed my mind, right? But I feel like I could live there, really do, like, all the great stuff, you know, build business, video, etc. But I feel like I'd feel more secure having my child not there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, they have slightly more school shootings than any other country, so.
Yes. Mm. I do remember when I was there, I talked to an American, and I was like, blah, 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 you know, I was like, I think we mentioned school shootings, and I was like, but that's probably, you know, blown out of proportion a little bit, you know, it's more like a stereotype, and she goes, oh, no, 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 every school I've been in has had an incident, and I was like, huh? She's like, yeah, my middle school, my high school, and my uni. I was
oh
like,
my God.
I'm sorry. She's like, ah, somehow it's kind of part of it. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, maybe it shouldn't be, you know, very political, oh, no. But,
yeah, that was yikes. Like, oh, yikes, I'm so sorry. She was like, ah, it's okay, I'm alive. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. But other than that, I really enjoyed my stay. I really enjoyed my stay. Yes. And I thought the people were lovely. Didn't encounter a single, like, you know, the ones that you see on TikTok.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Would you live there?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
What if we, before we end, just quickly say...
Oh, yeah, I still have more countries.
Well, you have more countries.
We got Denmark, Sweden.
Oh, right. I haven't been to those.
Yeah, Denmark was all right. C tier. It's fine. It's flatter than the Netherlands.
Would you live?
Yeah, I could. Don't want to.
Okay, okay.
Sweden, same, C tier. Just because it's more up north. It's colder, so I don't really
want to. I mean, we're going to Sweden this... I'll bit my tongue to Sweden this year, so I'm quite excited about that.
Do I have more countries? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, you've been to Serbia, right?
Have I?
No, I'm just making stuff up.
I don't think I have. No.
Have I? You went to, like, Indonesia, right?
Liechtenstein.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Really?
Liechtenstein.
I know you want to go for a video. Jesper really wants this one specific video that it has to be done in Liechtenstein.
I have to do it. So Liechtenstein, maybe. So tiny, but so cute.
But have you actually been there or just driven through?
Yeah, no, I've been there.
Oh, wow, okay.
It was fun.
What do you rate it?
B.
Would you live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff. I mean, you're very quickly in any other
that
country.
That is true.
Luxembourg.
Have you been to Luxembourg? I've never been to Luxembourg.
I've been to Luxembourg. It's kind of trash.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you. It is just this tiny piece of land that is 10 times more expensive than anything around
I've
it.
I've heard that it's expensive.
The people are just... Eh. And it really doesn't add much value that that's a different country in that place. So I'm going to have to detail this boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang. So the only S tier we've given that is the one that we both agreed on, which is rare, I suppose. And it was the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's cool. Fun. Well, let me know in the comments what your favorite destination was you've ever been to, but also your least favorite and why. From
and
your
how much you hate us after this.
I hope they don't. Yeah. I hope they don't. If I mentioned your country and I ranked it a little bit lower and said I wouldn't live there, it's nothing
personal.
That
is your fault.
It's your personal fault. That's nothing personal. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, and we'd love to see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.